All right, amigos family, we're back with another episode of the podcast where amigos means family, with your dose of information and inspiration for all the great stuff that you're fueling down in Nicaragua. We're so glad you joined us. We got a good one today. We've got some friends from Nebraska who joined us to talk about their trip that they made with their church at the end of last year. And one of the cool things about these folks from Nebraska, these two guys who you'll meet in just a minute, Craig and Chad, their church, The Water's Edge, is Morgan's church. It's where she's from. So it was good to catch up with these guys and hear a firsthand account of what it was like to see Morgan growing up in the youth group. Because if you know Morgan, she works on our communications team, among other various teams, doing a lot of different things. But, you know, she's an incredible person. And so we get to hear where that all came from and how it all started, which is really cool. And if you don't know Morgan, you're going to get to know her on this episode, and you'll be better for it. So stick around. This is a good convo. If you're planning a trip this year, if you're thinking about coming sometime this year, or if you're planning a trip for next year, listen to the impact that this kind of a trip has on the folks who go on it. And if you've been, you know what I'm talking about, but The Water's Edge was no exception. Their church had an incredible time, and not just a great time, but people's lives were transformed through the process of their week. You know, people from their church, people in the communities that they served, lots of lives were transformed. All right, well, I won't give anything else away. Let's jump into it. It's a huge cast of characters for this interview. It's me, Danny, Kristen, Iris, Morgan, and Craig and Chad. So hang with us. Here we go. All right, amigos family, we're back with another episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. We have a crew here today. We've got Iris.
Hey.
We've got Kristen.
Hello.
We got Danny.
Hola.
We have a very special guest, Morgan.
What's up?
And then we have two extra very special guests. We have Chad.
How's it going?
And Craig.
Hey, everybody.
From Water's Edge Church in Nebraska. And we're going to get to hear a lot about some exciting stuff that's been going on with them and with amigos. Thank you all for joining us. Thanks for taking some time to talk with us. Your partnership with amigos means so much. I hope that through our conversation, we can sort of see that and kind of get behind of what, you know, why you're supporting us and how this all happened and all that. But we want to start. I want to jump off and start by asking Morgan a question. You ready, Morgan? So this will be easy. The good thing is that Morgan, when you started working at Amigos back in 2018, we got to start working together right away. Like from the first day, you and me were like working together on multiple things. So I got to see you from day one, just killing it. You know, we can talk forever about what Morgan does and how well she does and how everything she puts her hands on gets better and how much she's done for amigos. But I want, in Morgan's words, I want you to be able to describe that a little bit about what it's been like to join amigos, how you joined amigos, what you've been doing down in Nicaragua and what you're doing now. So just a little, whatever comes to mind, share a little bit of your story with us.
Like what Joey said, you know, I just do everything and make it better. That's all.
Well, that was very generous. Well, I think just like anybody, my story with amigos started with an invitation. That invitation was back in college. Somebody at Rockhurst University off the wall was like, Morgan, you got to check out Amigos for Christ. You would absolutely love it. And I said, all right, let's do it. So I went on the website, was just blown away by the work that they were doing, and saw a little internships tab and said, why not? Let's just apply. I had never been down on a trip, but I said, why not go for 3 months? not mention it to my mom and dad, just send in an application and see what happens. And for some crazy reason, they accepted me, and I went down to Nicaragua for the first time without ever knowing anybody or having stepped foot outside of the country, really. And so it was just an incredible experience. That summer changed my life. I did not think I would come back as a full-time staff member. Everybody else on staff said that to me. They already knew.
Looks like we were right.
And then 2 years later, at that point, I was a sophomore in college. When I was getting ready just to pray and discern about what next steps looked like for me post-graduation, Amigos came back on my radar, and over again, it was just like, yes, this is what I'm supposed to do. It was supposed to be a 2-year gig, and here we are going on year 5. So it's been just a huge gift to be a part of this team. God is doing incredible work here in Nicaragua. He's brought together so many amazing people, and I just feel lucky to be the smallest part of that. And currently, the whole time I've worked with Amigos, I've been on the communications team.
So everything from videos to photos to any kind of publication that we see, Morgan is behind that, helping produce it, write it, shoot it, all that kind of stuff. She's got her hands on all that kind of thing. Go ahead, Iris.
Yeah, I was just going to say thank you so much, Morgan, for telling us a little bit about your journey. I know that a lot of people who have been down, especially in the past few years, do know you, but there's a lot of people as well that haven't gotten the opportunity to meet you. So it's great to just hear a little bit about your story and your fingerprints all over Amigos and the impact that you have. Now, I know a big part of your story is your home church. And so if you could just tell us, and that's, you know, Craig and Chad are obviously a big part of that as well. So if you would just tell us a little bit about the role that your home church has played, both, you know, getting you down to Nicaragua in the time that you've been down in Nicaragua and, you know, even today. So just tell us a little bit about them and what role they've played in your life on this journey.
Yeah, so I started going to the Water's Edge in middle school, and believe it or not, I was actually timid back then. And
it is hard to believe.
Chad's like, no, you weren't.
I was the new girl in the youth group, and they convinced me, they're like, you got to come on this mission trip. You're gonna have a blast. You're gonna make new friends. And I was really hesitant, but I said, okay, whatever, let's go for it. And so in eighth grade, I went on my first mission trip ever with the church. Went to West Virginia, stayed in some dorms, no AC. I was just, flashback, I was just prepping myself for the life that I live now. and really from there, it was just so cool to see that seed planted of service just in my heart. It really changed my entire like trajectory of my life. From there, I went on every mission trip after that, every summer. I got really involved with a local nonprofit, the Hope Center, in Omaha, and I was there on a monthly basis in high school. And I just knew at 15, 16 years old, this is what I want to do with my life. And a huge part of that goes thanks to the church and just all the example that they lay. I was always proud, and I'm still proud to say I love that the Water's Edge, they'll leave the building on certain Sundays to go out and serve. And I feel like we look most like Jesus when we serve. And so to go to a church that prioritizes that steps out of the building, says, nope, we're going to go and serve our community locally and internationally as well. They support. I just think that really impacted and shaped who I am now as a 27-year-old.
So I will invite Craig and Chad from there. Welcome you guys to the hot seat. got a couple questions.
So as a youth director, youth pastor, you're not supposed to have favorites, but there are definitely kids that stand out, and there's moments that kind of stand out in your mind. If you go, one of those is, if you go back far enough in Morgan's Facebook pages, you'd have to go back.
I'll go ahead and do that.
start scrolling, because you might get there by the end of the podcast.
We'll add that later.
I remember this. I remember Morgan posting a picture on Confirmation Sunday about being so excited that she gets to be confirmed that Sunday. And she and her friend Olivia posted outside the doors of the church. And why, I don't know, but that stuck with me. And I'm like, I remembered, like, this is going to be one of those kids that we're going to watch, and we're going to see God do some really cool things. And then over the years, we just kept hearing, you know, Morgan would come back from college and she'd, oh, let's get together and let's talk about coffee. And here's what God's doing. And I'm going to go to Nicaragua for 3 months. And it's like, oh, where did this come from? And I don't know. And just, she has, she's always had kind of that charisma about her. And you always just kind of knew, this is somebody I want to watch, and this is somebody that's going to do some really great things, and somebody we want to continue to invest in. And I think that that's what has, you know, her personality and her desire and just her love for God and her love for people has helped us as a church to say, we want to continue to support you because we can see what you're doing and what God's doing in you and through you. And that's been something that, just for me has been really exciting. So Craig, you can probably, you know, talk a little bit more. You've had a lot of these conversations with her too. So.
Yeah, it was cool when she talked about, you know, we must look like Jesus when we serve. That's something we still say a lot these days. So Jesus in the Bible tells us that there's three reasons why he came to the world. One was to, you know, seek and to save. So in this case, he really came to forgive. The other place he said that he came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So in those two short verses, we find that, you know, Jesus came to the world to serve, to forgive and to give. You know, so we've really strived to be a community of generosity, a community of forgiveness, and a community of service. And I really see those things in Morgan. And like Chad said, I think we've always seen that. You know, once in a while you get a special kid that you just think is probably going to do something really cool for the kingdom. And I think we all saw that in Morgan, even when she was in middle school, especially in high school.
Craig, just to follow up on that, we got to join you at Water's Edge a few months back and worship together. And we, you know, had the opportunity to hear you speak about Amigos. You know, invite everybody in Water's Edge to join the dreams and the future that we have. And you spoke about it really, really believing in your heart of hearts that this is worth investing in. I'm just super curious, you know, you haven't been able to join us in Nicaragua yet. And over these years, you have, you know, kind of moved the community, you've moved to Water's Edge to invest a bunch of money and time into people that they've never met before. I'm just curious, where does that motivation come from, and what has allowed you to get up on stage and share the message, you know, on our behalf to inspire so many people?
Yeah, so I think a couple of things. One is Morgan is a very easy person to raise money for. She's one of her own. So my dream is that we have missionaries in six continents. I don't know of any missionaries in Antarctica, so seven might be out of the realm of possibility. But, you know, she's one of our own. So, I mean, that does help. But then, you know, no, you're right. So I think the highest act of love in this case then, Danny, is when we give to someone that we'll never encounter, it's really like the highest form of love, because it's love with no strings attached. So in that case, I mean, this was one of our most outstanding offerings. I think the goal was like $10,000 or $12,000 for, you know, five or six bathrooms and to help Morgan with her support. And in that case, we raised over $50,000. And I think in this case, it was just, you know, to me, like when I first heard about the bathrooms, I thought, okay, that's nice, people can go to the bathroom. But then what I learned, it was about, you know, sanitary stuff and hygiene and health. Like, that's a different story altogether. And no, I think what y'all do is just, it's so compelling to me. You know, there's other places we support, but not at this level. I just love what y'all are doing. Basically what you're doing is you're loving people into a relationship with Jesus Christ, you know, through the mentoring, through the education, through the water. Because this isn't the first time we've done this. You know, we did the water wells a number of years ago for a Christmas Eve offering, through the bathrooms. And there's probably a lot of stuff you're doing I'm not even aware of. And I just see that, like, you are the incarnation. You are Jesus to people in Nicaragua. And when I find successful people, when I find successful organizations that are already doing God's work, we don't need to recreate the wheel at the water's edge all the time. I would rather almost, like, you know, jump on a train that's moving fast in the right direction and help however we can.
Thank you, Craig.
So, Craig, when we were in Omaha with you guys a few months ago,
yeah,
we saw something kind of cool, and I've seen that now on your website, and I think we're even on your email list, but something that really stood out to Danny and I know Morgan had seen this before, is everywhere the word water's edge was written, or what it actually was a big W-E, and it just said we. Mm-hmm. It really reminded us, and we had a little conversation about it, it's kind of the similar mantra that we have at Amigos, which is juntos, meaning together.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about what that is? What does that mean? How does it unite your church? How does it even connect to your global partners like Amigos? Just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'd like to say it was intentional. And back in 2005, I had the foresight that this was going to be our acronym. But it was totally on accident. So in 2010, like, we had some group that was like running a marathon or a half marathon in Lincoln. It's a nearby city where the University of Nebraska is. And we tried to figure out a name for like the running club. And so we came up with the name We Run, and We is short for Water's Edge, obviously. So all of a sudden, all of our ministries, like, you know, there's like We Women and We Kids. So in a way, it was a little bit branding. It's just short for Water's Edge. And even our website, we changed it from, you know, thewatersedge.com to weomaha.com. But then the we has just become, it's really become who we are. So even like I was preaching last Sunday on the Lord's Prayer, and it was the first verse of the Lord's Prayer. So Our Father. And what was fascinating to me is I had prayed that prayer a million times. I'd researched the text before, but the first word is our, it's not my. You know, so Christianity then, as Jesus is teaching us to pray, is not like an individual thing. All this, like, you know, doing something individually. It's our Father, like it's us. It's, you know, the people in West Omaha. It's the missionaries who serve in Nicaragua. It's the people in the Atlanta area who, you know, do the support stuff, the incredibly important support stuff, and, you know, all over the country for y'all. So in this case, like, the reason that there's Amigos for Christ is because y'all believe that you can do more together as a team than you could do, you know, separately as individuals. And, you know, the reason that I started a church is because I believe that connected people in West Omaha can do a lot more together as a team than we could do separately as individuals.
A cool kind of wow, invisible thread connection. Craig, when you were talking, I literally looked at Morgan and was like, oh my gosh. The one of the beginning inspirations behind Juntos was actually also in 2010 and was revolving around a marathon. We were training in St. Louis to run a marathon, and me and a couple buddies came up with this idea of Juntos We Believe. That's what we called it, of like, we believe we can actually finish this thing.
My legs are still sore from mine. I was like,
I was going to say, I don't think God's telling us to run a marathon right now, but I think what we're learning is that invisible thread was probably connecting us long before we ever knew, which was super, that's super cool to hear.
Still got the t-shirt. It doesn't fit me anymore, but I still got the We Run t-shirt up in the closet.
We can give you a Juntos shirt.
I got one. I like it. It's soft. Everybody should have a Juntos shirt.
So Morgan, I got a question for you. I'd love for you to describe for everybody listening, like what happened August. Okay. You and your church got together and had a vision with Amigos to help build 5 bathrooms for 5 families who, you know, just to give a quick background, a lot of people listening know this, but as Craig, you know, alluded to, this is about health and sanitation, and the modern bathroom does a lot of things for people with just providing a flush toilet and a shower and a septic tank. It completely separates all the bacteria, all the bad stuff, and keeps it locked away. And it makes a huge difference in rural Nicaragua with intestinal parasites and a number of other things. So 5 families were going to benefit from that. Morgan went to her church and helped sort of cast a vision for what that was going to be like. And something amazing happened. Morgan, I want, in your words, just kind of share with us what that was like.
I would like to say it was surprising, but at the same time, this has just been the story over and over again with the Water's Edge. Quick little backstory. When I first was getting ready to move to Nicaragua, I was going through the fundraising process, and I was just short, and I was so ready to move down. I was living with my parents, love you, mom and dad, but I was just ready. I was graduated college. I'm like ready to, you know, start this new chapter. I'm ready to move to Nicaragua, but I still was just missing some financial support. And Craig was like, let's get up and let's do an offering. And I said, okay, you know, just hoping that it would be a little bit to get me through. And from that first, it like doubled the goal from that first initial fundraising stint that we did at the Water's Edge. And I've just seen that over and over again. And it's just been so cool to see, like every time I get up there, so timid, it still, you know, makes me nervous every time, just to see the generosity of the Water's Edge community and what God is able to do. It's just been amazing. So absolutely, when we were coming, oh yes, I was so excited for Danny and Kristen to be able to experience what I have experienced for so long. And when we were talking, we're like, you know, I think it'd be awesome to do 5 bathrooms. The church is going to come down and help build those bathrooms. Let's see what we can do. And when they decided to give 40, Craig and Chad were texting me like day by day. They're like, keeps going up. We're at 20 bathrooms, 25, 30, 35. I mean, it was just amazing. Craig mentioned earlier, like the highest form of love is to love people that you'll never meet. And it's like the church has done that and they continue to do it. And 40 families now are so blessed by that. And I had the opportunity to go out and visit each of those families. We went and took photos of every single family. And it was just so encouraging, so neat to be on that receiving end of their gratitude, just blown away of what that does. We talk a lot about how bathrooms impact health, but I think something that kind of gets pushed to the side and to me is just as important is just the dignity that it provides to families, the privacy, the dignity, and for families to be able to express that gratitude. It's just really cool.
Thanks, Morgan. That is awesome. So yeah, if you didn't catch that, they were raising money for 5 bathrooms and the church was like, okay, we can do 40. And they raised money for, so now 40 families' lives are completely different.
Yeah, we had two people. It was so interesting to me. Like we had two people that like actually bought the 5 bathrooms just by themselves.
Wow.
And just that, and I think part of it was just, it's, you know, so people give like for a few reasons. One is they want to know their money's well spent. Number two is they really just believe in the person, the leader, in this case, you know, Morgan. And the reason three is they believe in the vision. You know, so when y'all just cast that vision, that's really what made that successful. Like the trust in the organization, the belief in Morgan, and the belief that this was the best use, in this case, $6,000 for 2 families. And, you know, the rest of the church gave $38,000, but that was the best use of their money that day. And that's what made it work. Y'all cast that vision that way and had the integrity behind it to back up the vision.
Can you help us fundraise from here on out? Or
we're actually building our own building right now, and it's so far over budget because of inflation. And I joked around in church one day after we announced this. I said, we're gonna have to borrow some money from these people in Nicaragua to pay for our own bathrooms.
Well, we can help you come build them.
That's so encouraging to hear. And you said it so well, just of why people would want to give money. It just, at that moment, it made the most sense. And
yeah,
mm-hmm. You know, I love that.
And like we try to, we're raising money for our own stuff, you know, but I've experienced, and just time and time again, I totally believe in abundance. Like God's not a God of scarcity. God's a God of abundance. And yeah, so our annual giving this year, I just sent out a letter to the congregation. It was up like 12%, which is fine. Our mission giving was up, I think it was like 87%. A lot of it was because of Amigos, and there's another project we did as well. But so, I mean, it's just, it was like God's proof again to me that, you know, so Anne Frank, the girl that, you know, wrote the diaries during World War II and died in the Holocaust, she wrote something that was just so profound. It's not a biblical text, but it's just one that I live by. And she says, no one has ever become poor by giving. Mm-hmm. And like, there's no one that gave like a nickel to these bathrooms or the $6,000 for the 5 bathrooms that has become poor. They've become blessed. And abundance just, it believes that, God's a God of abundance. Like there's always provision. And when we believe in and when we practice abundance, what we're doing is we're restoring ourselves into God's image.
Thanks for that perspective. I want to hear too, Chad, you got to form a group of people and bring them from the church to help build the bathrooms, right?
Yeah. So
we got to hear about that trip and hear what that was like, seeing everything in action after hearing it all and, you know, doing all that. What was that trip like for you guys? And I know you came with your family too. We'd love to hear about that.
I think, I think we were according to you guys, we were the first group to have the volcano canceled on us ever, because there was a hurricane. International missions is something that I was a part of a number of years ago and hadn't been able to do in a long time. And part of being able to do this again is because of our relationship with Morgan and it fit with the time frame with when, you know, as a youth pastor, my summers are on mission trips with and camps and stuff with youth. So the opportunity for us to be able to go in the fall and to come down and to and really to be able to come and see and participate in the how our money is being used, not our money, how God's money is being used in this process. One thing that I think is really important is that a lot of people say you should put your money where your mouth is. I also think you should go and do. If you're sending money somewhere, you should also be involved in that in some way, shape, or form. And so for us to say we just provided initially these five bathrooms, and that's the community that we got to go into and to build those, that was a huge blessing for us, as to see that money and where it went to, and to meet the people that are being blessed by that. And that got to bless us as well. We brought six of us down there, myself, my wife, my son, and then three others, Liz and Al and Derek. And all of them had expressed interest prior to COVID hitting. And so to come back 2.5 years later, and say, we're actually going to go do this. It wasn't even a question for them. They're like, we're going and we're going to do this, and it's going to be a great thing. And so we came down, spent a full day traveling. That was awesome. That drive from Costa Rica was amazing. It's beautiful. But it made for a very long day, both, heading out and coming, but you know, like then we got to come and to experience it. And I think part of the joy behind it is, was seeing Morgan be excited about it. You know, she's been excited for us to come and wanting us to come and her joy in us finally being able to be there and really to be able to see amigos at work. I think you have a lot of ideas about what something is, and then you go and you actually experience it and you're like, well, I thought I knew, but I really didn't. And for a lot of our, for the people that went, I think that was what it was. It was eye-opening. It was, is emotional. I think, at some point everybody in our group cried, or expressed just how touched they were. For me, this was the first time, I've ever taken my family on a mission trip. My son is 12. It was his first mission trip. He's in the youth group this year, but, it was interesting that his first mission trip was all the way to Nicaragua, not, you know, like with the youth group. And yet, every time I start talking about Nicaragua, he comes over and he starts wanting to be in the conversation. And then like in the car on the way home, his next question is, when are we going back? And I thought like it would be good for him. I did not know. I didn't know for him, for any of the people that went on the trip, how like they're ready to go. They want to go back and they're at, you know, we're working on, I sent out an email a couple weeks ago about when's the next time to go. And they're all, yeah, we're in, we want to be there again. And so I think like, what that tells me is that when you go somewhere and you feel a connection to the people when you feel a connection to the work, when you see that what you're doing has an impact, it's not like, okay, well, that was nice. We saw it and now we know what's going on. Now they, there's, okay, we want to continue to invest in this. This is going to be my thing, right? And I think that that's a really cool thing when we get members of our church to say, okay, I'm going to own this. This is going to be what I'm going to do now for a while. And so we're excited about it. And, you know, we got to meet Anna Patrice. We use that term on our high school mission trip. She was, you know, it was her family that we was one of the bathrooms that we built for. And you get to hear her story, translated by Morgan. But we got to ask her questions and meet her family and do, not just build the bathroom, but play with the kids. And, mm-hmm. and I think like the relational side of it, you know, Craig talked about we, and you guys talk about juntos, and when you have people, the thing we heard over and over and over on our trip was people over progress. And we got to see a lot of progress. We got to see the bathrooms get built, trenches get dug. But what we also experienced is connection. And my Facebook, I get more Facebook messages today from people in Nicaragua than I do from my own friends. You know, I see a lot of stuff, but like, you know, there's a baseball coach, one of your baseball coaches and I we're messaging each other, you know, at least weekly, and we're talking to each other, and, you know, I get to see what's going on with the people that we made connections with. And I think, that's just, to me, that's all really, when you walk away with an emotional and a personal connection to something, that carries a lot of weight. So
that's incredible to hear. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming out. And I know what you're talking about. It's particularly the family that you worked with, Ana Patricia, was it you said?
Yeah.
And you remember working with them and playing with the kids and sitting in their, you know, little area, you know, wherever you sat, they probably pulled out chairs for you. They may have shared food with you. That stuff that you'll never forget. Every time that they look at that bathroom as a family, it's a reminder of God's love of that week where people spent time with them and walked alongside them. So I hope you guys know that too. And that's, you know, it's just as important for us that the someone on the receiving end and the people who are helping make that happen receive and have an interaction and get to, I don't know, just experience God's love in a new way. And I think, as silly as it might sound, but you all know what I mean. A bathroom is such, that bathroom and all 40 of those bathrooms are such a great symbol and a reminder of God loves you and he's thinking about you and he's providing for you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for joining. Does anybody else have any other questions? Iris, you're going to say something?
Danny, you can go first.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm also curious, like Caleb, when are y'all coming back?
Well, we're looking at, I think we're looking at October again this year is, I can't guarantee that, but that's what the trend that, we've sent out to. And, it looks like we're probably going to bring 5 or 6 more people than we did last year. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, we'll take that combo offline, but I'm happy to hear it.
I did have a question. I'll be really honest. This has been a real treat for me. I haven't gotten to meet you, either of you beforehand, just have heard a lot about your church. And I just feel like there's so much wisdom and so much, I mean, I just feel like both of you have hit on a lot of the core things that we experience in our faith life that matter, that we really value too. So my last question is just if either of you had any, I don't know if advice is the right word, but just like, if there was something that, you know, our listeners are people that go on mission trips, they're people that have not been on a mission trip, but maybe just help support Amigos. If there is anything that you would want them to know about your experiences being involved, your experience seeing Morgan, your experience kind of walking this journey of faith, and having this be, you know, an aspect of it, but just if there was anything that either of you wanted to share.
Well, Chad usually jumps in and goes first, so I was waiting for him.
Sorry.
But I will. That's an inside joke. We work together every day. But I think the main thing is, I mean, to me, I've experienced such blessing when, you know, I've just jumped in with both feet, whatever I'm doing, you know, as opposed to like dipping a toe in the water, but to totally jump in with both feet. And, you know, so as I'm looking at my screen right now, y'all are people that have jumped in with both feet. I have such high admiration for missionaries. So every 2 weeks, you know, Chad and I get a check that comes from the church, and it's pretty much guaranteed, where y'all are out there and you just have such a dependence on people, but then also like a dependence upon God. And, but like looking back, if you had the chance to do it all over again or do it differently, you'd do it the exact same way, because you've experienced what it's like to jump in with both feet, and you've been blessed by that faith. And yeah, I haven't been in Nicaragua, but I've been blessed by either, you know, leading a fundraising movement or, you know, participating in the fundraising myself. And I think what works with y'all is, and there's other organizations too that, you know, are good, but I think what works for y'all is I just see Jesus in y'all. I just see, you know, people that just love others well. I see people that listen. I see people that are working in ministries of healing and restoration. Even if you look at what, you know, Jesus says, you know, when I was hungry, you gave me, or when I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was, you know, sick, you visited me. And, you know, I just see that y'all are actively like living out the gospel, and it's tough not to want to, you know, be part of that movement.
Thanks for sharing, Craig.
I think something I'd add to that is just like, tell your stories. Like if you haven't been, listen to the stories that other people have. If you've been, tell the stories of what you've experienced. I think when we effectively tell our stories and we effectively share and connect that story to God's story, then other people begin to make that connection as well. And they see, well, okay, I can see myself in that story. So when we talk about, hey, we had a 12-year-old that went to Nicaragua. Okay, well, now a family that's thinking about a mission trip says, well, we could take our kids too. Or when somebody says, you know, I went and now her niece and her friend want to go with as well. And so the stories, the experiences, if we don't talk about them, then we don't get it. We miss out on an opportunity. I think that's part of what caught us. You know, Morgan, it's not just saying I'm a missionary. It's coming and telling stories and showing videos. And I think that when we do that well, it spreads. Churches grow, ministries grow, missions experience, just, you know, renewal and not just does work get done, but then lives are changed because of Jesus. So I think it's really cool that we have the opportunity to do that. And thank you for allowing us to share our story too.
I know Joey's going to wrap us up here. But this, you know, I know Iris already said it, this is a treat for all of us. I think we will all go back to the rest of our day here and be reminded of why we do what we do. And it's through your words of encouragement today. But what I wanted to say is, to me, this is the perfect picture of what we desire in a partnership with a church. You know, it's not just about financial support. It's not just about, you know, seeing how many people you can send on a plane down on a mission trip to help us out. There's so much heart behind this, and just wanting to see other people know God and know more of His love. And to me, it's just the perfect partnership. So I can't thank you guys enough for everything that you do to promote Amigos and to share and to get people excited. And I'm hoping that we can all be there with you in October. It'd be awesome to be able to pick up a shovel and have some fun together.
Well said, Kristen. Thank you. Well, Chad and Craig and Morgan, thank y'all for joining us. as we've talked about, you know, there are real people on the receiving end of this, and they're specifically 40 families that will never be the same. Thank you guys for helping us make Christ more visible throughout Chinandega in the forms of bathrooms and whatever else is to come. We really appreciate it. Thanks for taking time with talking with us and sharing your heart and your vision as well. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. It was a great conversation.
Yeah, it's great being with y'all this morning. It's good seeing you guys again.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.